it's our pleasure to welcome to the show the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick. Their new book, Young Bucks, Killing the Business from Backyards to the Big Leagues, is a must-read. Welcome to the show, guys. Matt, let's start with you. When I say the backyards, what were you doing? Were you jumping off roofs onto ping pong tables? What was the craziest stuff you were doing back then, man?
Oh, man, you just nailed it. We were jumping off roofs. We would go to our neighbors' houses and jump off their roofs, and then they would kick us out. So we'd go to a back alley and find an old mattress and have a match out in the back of our alley. Like, anywhere we can wrestle, we would do it. And we were, my mom was always pretty upset, knocking on the window saying, "Cut it out!" Many teeth were broken, many bones were broken, but that's just what it was. And eventually, my dad, who's a general contractor, I convinced him to build us our very own wrestling ring when I was 16, because they thought that was a good idea. That way they could be able to watch it and make sure and manage it, make sure we didn't kill each other. And so I was a 16-year-old boy, and my brother Nick was 12, and we had our very own wrestling ring right out back where we pretty much practiced for 8 to 10 hours a day, and that's where we really got good at it.
Crazy stuff. And Nick, when I think about, like, in Nacho Libre as a young boy, he would sit there in church and draw pictures of, luchadores. Was that kind of like you guys as well? You weren't, thinking about being baseball or football stars. You were thinking about being wrestling stars even at a young age.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I could recall, maybe every single Halloween, I was dressed up as either Hulk Hogan or someone from that era. So it was literally the only thing Matt and I ever wanted to do.
So, Matt, you start off, you make some T-shirts, you go around with some duffel bags, and you do the old, car dealership or drugstore parking lot. How do you go from that to being, as they say, big in Japan? I mean, I guess that's the story you tell in the book, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's like you do these flea market shows or indoor swap meet shows, or you're wrestling in gymnasiums or bars and in front of literally just sometimes 50 to 150 people. And you're really just going out there and trying to get your name out and getting the experience. We were almost like a punk rock indie underground band and going from town to town and just trying to play a hit. And maybe one day the big labels will sign us. That's basically the same thing as the independent wrestling world in Southern California. We so happen to be doing a rather larger show. There's probably 300 or 400 people there, but they had a lot of the big connections outside into the real world where wrestling's popular. And there happened to be a Japanese wrestling scout who watched our act, and they liked us, and they invited us to Japan. And in Japan, wrestling's more of a sport where it's very popular. And we got out to Japan. I was a young 23-year-old naive kid who'd never really been on an airplane. And Nick was about 18 or 19. And that's really where we got our first break, when we went out there for a 5-week tour. And we wrestled on a big stage in front of thousands of people. And we got a lot of internet credibility, and there was a buzz about us. And after that trip, people from other organizations out in the Northeast where wrestling is really popular started flying us out from Southern California. And people started talking about these kids, the Young Bucks. They said, these guys are pretty good. And that's really where we started to cut our teeth.
And by the way, we're speaking with the Young Bucks. Their new book, Young Bucks, Killing the Business from Backyards to the Big Leagues, is out tomorrow. Nick, I used to coach football with a guy who wrestled, amateur, and he said when he would get to the event, they say, "You want me to be a good guy or a bad guy?" If he was a good guy, he was Earthquake Ferris. If he was a bad guy, he'd put on a luchador mask, and his name was Mr. Muscle. So as you start coming up, you have certain agents and certain, show men who are saying, "Look, this is your angle, this is your hook, this is going to be your name." Like, how much of that progress did you go through to find, the identity that would really hit?
Right. Yeah. For the early parts of our career, we tried to be the baby face or the good guy. And because we looked so young, hence the name Young Bucks, the crowd just didn't like it. They didn't accept it, and they would boo us. And we didn't understand why until, we finally were like, you know what, why are we going against what the fans want? Let's try to be bad guys. And once we did that, we got an edge to ourselves, and we got comfortable because it was easier to get the fans to boo us. So we liked being bad guys at that point, and it helped. And we didn't really become good guys again for another 10 years. So, yeah, but that was the first of our career, was playing the bad guy.
Now, Matt, I've spoken to a lot of athletes who were told they weren't big enough, and I'm sure you guys got the same thing. It's like wrestlers, that's going to be a gimmick. You guys can't wrestle. I need people who are 6'4". I mean, what did you get a lot of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In the beginning of our career in the early 2000s, you know, wrestling was very much the big man business still, where you'd be a shredded, like you said, 6'4", 230-pound monster, and there's a lot of talk of, hey, if you're ever going to make it big, you need to get on steroids, and you need to get more muscle mass. And we never believed that. We felt like if we were good in the ring, it'd be good enough. And you know, I'm 5'10", my brother's 5'11", we're both 190. You know, we're not big guys, but what we do in the ring is big. It's large, and our act is unique. So, yeah. Sure, we were small, but I think when we got out there, our presence was so large that people forgot we were little, and our act became larger than life. And that's really what made us popular, was nobody was really moving the way that we moved, and nobody dressed with the crazy neon tights and the spandex and the long hair. Like, that was a thing in the 80s of the past. Now, you know, in the 2000s, everybody looks like Randy Orton. They're all jacked, wearing short tights and have short hair. And we looked almost like a throwback to your favorite teams from the 80s, you know. But we were working a more modernized, fast-paced, breakneck style, where people compare our act to Cirque du Soleil. You know, it's like, oh, they're doing gymnastics. But at the same time, we're putting together this really elaborate fight scene, and you've only got one chance, one shot at doing it, because there are no multiple takes. And that's truly what our act is. And in many ways, it's like this beautiful violence.
I know you guys got to run, so one last question, Nick. He says breakneck. I mean, that's something that when I see you guys got a folding steel ladder and you specialize in those super kicks. What is the worst you've ever gotten hurt and the worst damage you've ever inflicted on somebody?
Oh, man. There's been a lot of broken bones. For me, I would say I had a real bad concussion early on in my career, and Matt was scared to death because, like, for the next 2-3 hours after it happened, I just kept asking him, why do I have tights on? What am I doing here? And I just kept repeating that over and over again. So that was probably the scariest moment I've had. But you know what? We haven't really injured anyone, which is probably what we want to be known for most, is being pretty safe in the ring and not harming our opponent.
Well, it's great stuff, and wrestling fans, you got to check out the book. It's out tomorrow, Young Bucks, Killing the Business from Backyards to the Big Leagues. Had people on social media excited. One of them said that when this is all over, they want you guys to do another West Coast swing, and being Californians like I am, we'll expect to see you guys back out here soon. So congratulations on the book, you guys, and we'll see you in the squared circle.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. The Young Bucks, everybody.